Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Welcoming Susan Capello, Acting Executive Director of the City of Chicago Department of Animal Care and Control. Good evening, Susan. Welcome to the program.
Good evening. Thank you so much for having me tonight.
Oh, I've been looking forward to it. I'm all about this. I'm all about dogs getting chipped or whatever animal needs to be chipped. I'm all about it. But I am very interested in what you're doing. So what are you doing?
So we at Chicago Animal Care and Control, just about a week ago, opened up the very first 24-hour outdoor microchip scanning station. So if you're one of those folks in Chicago who go out looking for stray animals and picking them up, we want your help not only to pick them up, but to also get them back home. So by having this 24-hour microchip scanning station, you can bring that animal over to our shelter 24 hours a day.
Really?
Scan that animal to see if there's a microchip. And if there is, there's a very simple process posted right there on the outdoor station telling you exactly what to do to try to find that owner and take that animal straight back home. This way, that dog or cat or other never has to step foot into the shelter.
Now, let's go over what you just said there. 24 hours a day. So I find, if I'm understanding you correctly, I find a stray who's willing to cooperate, you know, and be my friend. And right. It's 3 a.m. And I can come over and you can check the chip out or put a chip in?
No, is that right? No, you could bring that pet over to our shelter, and we have the station right outside our front entrance.
Yeah.
You go up there, it's a self-serve station. So you remove the microchip scanner from the little sealed box to protect it from, you know, the Chicago weather.
Okay.
And there's instructions on exactly what to do. You roll that scanner right over the back end of the animal. Most of the time microchips are implanted in the neck right between the shoulder blades.
Yeah.
And you could check there, but you're also going to run it across the whole body because sometimes microchips do integrate throughout the animal's body. So we have found them sometimes all the way down in the feet. So you do want to go over very thoroughly with the scanner. If the animal does have a microchip, then it's going to give you a beeping sound. That beeping sound is going to give you their microchip number. From there, you're going to pull your cell phone out. You're going to use the QR code that's posted on the wall also, and you're going to put the microchip number into that QR code, into the field in the QR code, and it's going to tell you what company manufactured or sold that microchip. From there, you're going to call that microchip company, give them all the information. They're going to call the owner and say, hey, John is out in front of the Chicago Animal Care and Control at 3 a.m. with your dog. Where do you want him to take it? And then you're either going to deliver, you guys are going to work it out, and you're going to get that pet again back home.
Wow. Who came up with this? This is amazing.
So it's not that new. Microchips have been around for a very long time. Right.
Right.
But the stations outside, I saw it a few years ago on, I was at an animal welfare conference and they were talking about how they had them down in Texas. And, you know, I started looking into somebody trying to tell me more about them, give me the information. How can we do that here in Chicago? We know it's needed. And I just woke up one morning, you know what, I'm just going to do this my way. And that's exactly what we did. I reached out to our nonprofit, Friends of Chicago Animal Care and Control.
Yeah.
They helped buy all the supplies for me. So we have this lovely gazebo to protect you from Chicago weather while you're doing all of this. A box that keeps it weatherproof. So we have our microchip scanner tethered into this box. So, of course, nobody can walk off with it.
Man.
And we had the city put it up and install it right outside of our shelter. So it's right there, safe and secure, to get this all done. And, you know, like I said, I woke up one morning, like, let's just do this. And here we are.
Where is this, by the way?
Okay. So
yeah.
Chicago Animal Care and Control is located at 2741 Southwestern Avenue in Chicago.
And how long? It's been open like a week, 2 weeks?
About a week. About a week now. We started, we did it on May 7th. And week and a half, maybe.
Has anybody used it?
We have plenty of people trying it. So
really?
We I don't know how successful it's been. I haven't really heard those stories. So if you're listening, make sure you tell us those stories. Make sure to send that in to our shelter saying how you used it and it got somebody back home. I would love to hear those stories.
Yeah.
But we do have people out there who do. They, you know, they're compassionate. They see a stray dog walking down the street. It's friendly enough. It comes right up to them. They leash them up, put them in the car, bring them in. But again, as opposed to getting and letting them into the shelter, which we're pretty full at the shelter right now.
Sure. We have
248 dogs today. Oh, that's a lot of dogs. And we have just over 100 cats. So it's a lot. So anything to get that pet back home without coming into the shelter is helpful. So even if one a week were to do it, it would be great.
Oh,
it
absolutely.
Would be wonderful. So yeah, we have people trying it.
I mean, I have... I've taken dogs off the street, so to speak, who were like wandering the side of the road and looked to me as though something's not quite right here, you know, and I stopped and went over and one of them was blind. It was just very, you know, I was watching this dog and it seemed to me the dog was not going in a straight line, for lack of a better term.
Yeah.
And I drove by, and I kept looking in the rearview mirror. And then the dog actually started zigzagging across this road. And I said to myself, that dog is blind. And I drove back, got out of the car. Mm-hmm. And the dog was definitely blind. I tried to pick it up, and this dog did not want to have anything to do with me whatsoever.
Yeah.
So I put a coat over him, and against his will, I put a coat over him, picked him up, and took him to an animal shelter, and eventually adopted him. But you know, that was, I've done that twice, but I mean, it's not something that I go out there looking for. It just happened to be that I was there and these animals looked wayward or somehow. And it would have been great at that time to have what you're talking about to use to go through the steps and find whose dog this is. Because, you know, it's somebody's and I'm sure they're missing it. I mean, I know if my animal, one of my dogs wandered off for some reason and had been gone for an extended period of time, I'd want it back if possible. Do you foresee opening up other centers such as this in Chicago, the greater Chicagoland?
I would absolutely love to. It's all about the resources and it's all about the ability to go out and check on it. Like we have staff 7 days a week at the shelter. So we go out and make sure that there's the battery still working on the scanner because it is battery operated. So we make sure that everything is still there in place. The signage is available. I think my signs are starting to get wet. So I'm going to have to replace my signs soon because of the rainy weather. But yeah, so that we would need organizations who are based in the community who are willing to monitor and keep up with that.
Right.
And I'm thinking next step, maybe at some of the dog parks around the city of Chicago.
Sure, absolutely.
That might be a good place. The park district can help out. I'd love to do some partnerships with them. But yeah, I would love for anybody who is interested in doing something like this, please reach out to us at Chicago Animal Care and Control and let's figure it out. Let's get this working because again, you know, I'm only one location that I have it. You could keep in mind that all Chicago police stations also have microchip scanners because we've given all Chicago police stations at least 2 scanners. So you can always take the animal there to get scanned. But they're not always available, right?
Right,
so
of course.
If you could do it on your own, then let's get it done on your own. You made the effort to pick up that animal as safely as possible. Let's try to get him back home. And this is one way to really help with that.
And as I understand it, as you're describing it, it's a standalone. It doesn't have to be next to It could be just standing right there in a park, for instance, a dog park. It could, you know, like like a water fountain, only it's not a water fountain. You know what I mean?
You know. You could put it on a pole. You could put it on a pole.
Yes, exactly.
And a sealed box. And
that would be so cool.
Yeah. Wow.
So, well, first of all, thanks for doing this. I mean, this is a really great thing for dog owners and pet lovers, and it's a 24-hour microchip scanning station. So you're a nonprofit. How do people give you money?
So our nonprofit arm is through Friends of Chicago Animal Care and Control. So it's FCACC.org. And of course, you know, donations available online. You can mail a check to the shelter. I'll make sure it gets to our Friends of Animal Care and Control. But yeah, all of this is all because of them. I asked and they were like, let's do it. So here we are.
Well, it's great to hear that there's especially in today's news, that there's some sort of positive cooperation between entities to improve the lives of dogs and their owners.
Absolutely.
Susan, thank you so much for being with us. I hope this is a gigantic success. I hope, you know, it'd be like, and I know what it strikes me, it's like an EV for an electric vehicle to pull up and recharge its batteries. Like one of those things that's standing there, and this would be, you know, where you scan your microchip. I hope there's a whole bunch of them are opened eventually. And I hope you get a lot of... get a lot of money to do it, because it sounds like a great idea. I mean, come on, 24 hours a day? Really?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't do it any longer than that, I believe.
Right. we could try, but yeah, I don't think any more than 24.
Thanks for being with us, Susan. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. That's Susan Capello, Acting Executive Director of the City of Chicago Department of Animal Care and Control, 24-hour microchip station. You know, I should be microchipped. Because, you know, you never know where I'm going to wander off.